How has your department dealt with things that all of a sudden just drop out of the sky on people?
Well, we're used to having things drop out of the sky. I mean, every now and then you get a mass layoff, and so we have a system in place to handle mass claims and disasters of a routine basis. But on this issue, we had to put together kind of a special task force and worked with the governor's office to send people down to the Boot Heel with information on a special program, the Disaster Unemployment Assistance Program, and we've been working with them on that, and it's been working out great. It's been well received.
This is not the last time we've had a DUA in Missouri, I'm sure, or the first time.
No,
but are these typically short term types of things?
Yes, they are. In fact, the DUA program is only in existence for 26 weeks after the disaster occurs. So it is a short-term fix. It also applies to people who are not just employed but are self-employed. Farmers and the like are eligible to apply for the DUA assistance and receive disaster unemployment assistance.
Well, farmers are able to get it, too.
Right. Anybody who's been self-employed is able to apply for this due to lack of work. And then we have a special form for the DUA. Actually, DUA doesn't apply to the regular unemployed. The regular unemployment applies to people who work for an employer. But if those people are people who are self-employed or farmers who are working find themselves unemployed, they can apply for the special disaster unemployment assistance.
Are you more likely to have folks in southeast Missouri than folks in the St. Louis area apply for this program?
I think that's accurate. We're not sure how many businesses were interrupted, and you're going to have a lot more self-employed individuals in that flooded area than you are going to have in the Bridgeton area where it was affected by the tornado. So I think that's accurate. I think a lot of homes were damaged in St. Louis, where a lot of people's livelihoods were affected in the southeast.
In cases of farmers, for example, how do you calculate what their benefits will be?
They actually have to send us quite a bit of information, and they have to send us tax returns, the Social Security card, and then we calculate that into a benefit amount. And the benefit is either going to be the low end, $123 a week, or at the high end, $320 a week.
Now, I imagine some of these folks have those records underwater in their homes or their offices or something. Is there an alternate way for them to have that information, or they can access it to get it to you?
As far as accessing that type of information, we do have some ability to work with the IRS on tax returns and work with our Department of Revenue if there are issues that come available. But they need to call our 1-800 number in order to access that information.
This is, as you said, it's a short-term thing. Do most folks run the full 26 weeks? Do you know?
You know, I don't know. It's hard to tell. Every disaster is different. I guess it's going to depend on when the water goes down. And obviously, we've been through this 15 to 20 years ago with the flooding, and every now and then we have this. But I don't have any statistics on the DUA process.
Are there offices in southeast Missouri that people can go to, or how do they apply?
Well, in order to apply for unemployment, you need to call our regional claim center hotline numbers. There's a special DUA number. There are regional unemployment offices, career centers that can provide people assistance in getting in touch with us, but it's all going to be on the phone in order to apply.
Okie dokie. Anything else we haven't touched on that you want to emphasize for the folks out there in these several counties?
We just want to make sure that everybody is aware of the programs that are available to them. If they have any questions, call our 1-800 number, 1-800-788-4002, to ask about our DUA program, or they can call our regular toll-free number at 1-800-320-2519 to contact contact us about regular unemployment benefits. Our people are available and willing and ready to help.
Do you have a link on a web page?
Yes, I do. It's www.labor.mo.gov. We have a showcase box that talks about our disaster assistance, and they can also go to news and notices to look at that same information.
How do you determine that somebody who's self-employed or who is a farmer whose land has been flooded or offices have been washed away, how do you determine that the situation has somehow alleviated itself or resolved itself and they can go back to work?
We work closely with the FEMA people and the state emergency management folks in determining that. And we also rely on their weekly certifications. They also have to send us a questionnaire, fill out a questionnaire, and certify that they are still unemployed and don't have any income.
Okie dokie. Do you have any feel for how many people will be applying?
Right now we've got 100 applications for the DUA. It's hard to say how many regular unemployed individuals have the unemployment, file for unemployment, but we do know 100 applications for disaster unemployment assistance have been filed.
And the others are just applying for normal unemployment because they just can't work.
Yeah, and there was unemployment in southeast Missouri before the flood had happened, and so they're now in the mix with the regular folks, and it's hard to sort out what the increase is.